Welcome to another episode of Two Girls Walking Into a Podcast.
Happy year anniversary to us.
Guys, I don't know if you knew this, but it's been 1 year since Meg and I have decided to start this creative venture together.
This journey.
And life is just such a journey, and we're still trying to climb and figure out who we really are as people. So thank you for enjoying the ride.
And all of the flowers and candy you sent for our anniversary.
I know, guys. Please stop sending
stuff. It's embarrassing.
It's getting embarrassing. Our neighbors are like, can you please, like, enough with the edible arrangements.
Seriously, guys. I have no more room in my house.
There's no more room. The flowers. It's like I live in a garden.
Literally.
But, you know. just thank you for listening. Hopefully you guys are enjoying what you hear. Sorry we're not as consistent as we should be.
We're working on it.
Meg has just been so busy.
Yeah, I'm sure you all believe that. It's me.
Meg has been so busy. Uh-huh. It's ridiculous. And I just sit around every night just hoping you'll say let's podcast
tonight. Every night.
So driving here, I was just like driving along. I had Radio 104.5 on.
Great.
And Jumper by Third Eye Blind came on.
I wish we was back from.
And I was thinking to myself, I feel like this is one of those songs that I can never turn off. Like, that and, like, Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. Like, I like those songs. Like, it's, like, one of, like, if I'm just driving, like, comes on, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep this on.
That.
So, do you have, like, a song like that?
Yeah. Closer by the Chainsmokers.
No, man.
Isn't that, I know.
That's,
Paige,
no.
Till I Die. That song.
Really?
I love that song. Also, Bring Me to Life by Evanescence. I will always belt to that song.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yep. It's a great song. Well, okay, you want to know a funny story about that? So when I was a kid...
Is that the one?
Yeah. Wake me up.
No.
When I was a kid, I don't know if anyone's aware of the movie Daredevil, but...
I'm not.
Yes, you are. With Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. I know you're aware of it.
Is that where they met?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
God. Anyway. So, in that movie, it's, like, such a dramatic, you know, like, superhero movie. Like, really dark. And he...
So, wait. He was that superhero?
Yeah.
And also Batman?
Yeah.
I think there's something wrong there.
Yeah. Lines are crossed.
Anyway, is that Marvel and,
It's not Marvel. Whatever. Joe would yell at me for calling it Marvel. I want to say... he's a Marvel superhero.
Are they two different...
Yes.
How does that work?
I don't think you
DC
sign a...
DC and Marvel? Bleh.
I don't think it's... I don't... Yeah, I don't think it works that way.
Whatever. Anyway.
Regardless, he's blind and, like, you know, she...
Couldn't
spoiler
see.
Alert, she dies. It's like
what?
Really, it's, like, real dark. Anyway, but that song is in it, and it's in this, like, fight scene where she has, like, all these, like, knives and stuff. And so at the end of the movie, during the trailer, they
she
play...
Resurrect?
No. Well, she comes back in another movie, but it's relevant. They play this song, and I thought it was... I was probably in, I don't know, like, fourth grade, and I thought it was so, like, edgy or whatever. And I remember we were down the shore on a family vacation.
Yo guys, this is edgy.
And we rented the movie. And so my parents all went to the hotel pool. And I was like, oh, I don't feel good. I'm going to go sit in the hotel room. And I put it on and just sang that song on loop. Like, on a family vacation. Like, in my polka dot bathing suit. And I was just like, wake me up. Like,
you're
trying to do, like, the fight creepy. Scene that she was doing. Like,
you're creepy.
I am.
Yo.
But I,
weird.
It was amazing. Like, I was like, oh my God, like. My soul.
Whereas in fourth grade, I was probably singing into, like, Sharpay's, all of Sharpay's
songs. You still do that.
Yeah, I know I still do that.
You still do that.
Wow. Crazy how people grow up, man.
Speaking of Sharpay.
Evanescence.
I have a real
interesting fact about
that.
What's wrong with Ashley Tisdale?
Nothing.
Okay. I thought you were going to, like, say something.
You know the Third High School Musical?
Yeah, the one that was in theaters.
You know the girl who's, like, Sharpay's, like, replacement that she's, like, fighting with? She, like, tries to take her spot.
Sure,
Okay, well,
yeah.
I didn't know. I've never seen it, but I read the article.
Is she in Scientology?
That girl's 13 in that movie. Like,
excuse me.
Ashley Tisdale's 23.
And she was 13?
Playing, like, a, you know, 18, whatever.
Boy, does that feel creepy.
Doesn't it feel creepy?
Why didn't I get that job? I could have done that job.
I guess you have to, like, work harder. I don't know.
Wow.
Yep. Crazy.
Crazy. So you know who's making me really nervous lately? Just, like, I'm nervous about their well-being as a person. Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
I think Kris Jenner needs to sit him down and say, do you want to be a part of this family? Do you want...
Oh, you know Kris Jenner's got a whole plan for this
already.
All the
riches in the world? Then you need to buckle up, get yourself another manager, because you need to be managed.
He does. He can't be managed, according to
his
tweets.
And stop the tweeting.
Yeah.
He's making me so nervous.
It's just crazy, because he sounds like a... Like, he's about to go, like, on a mental break.
Yes.
And so it's just like, what's up, dog?
I truly, truly believe... This is my hot take. I truly believe that their marriage is fully contractual.
Okay.
I do not think that they are in a loving marriage. I think it's a fully contractual marriage.
I love when you give me Kardashian theories, because it is, like, always the craziest shit page. Like, stuff I would not
Kendall Jenner is a lesbian.
Oh, my God. Wait, did you know that after you said that on the podcast, it was on that Blind Gossip website?
Yes!
That, like, stop calling Kendall a lesbian, everybody.
She is, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I think they listen to us.
Oh, they probably do.
Hey, wait, we're going to get back to the Kanye thing. But speaking of people who listen to us, I just would like
who
to point
shouting
out American Eagle.
American Eagle.
American Eagle Outfitters.
Thank you for being our sponsor.
I made a couple complaints
on
this podcast about underwear, I think.
Sure.
There was a couple of modifications I asked for, and they've been made since then.
Have they?
I swear to God. Everything I bitched about is changed now.
I don't remember you talking about that.
I've talked about it to many people. I hope I talked about it on this podcast, or else...
Anyway, I don't want to go through it again.
We don't have to.
Thank you for listening, American
thank
Eagle.
Thank you, American Eagle. We're, Fix Your Leggings. I wrote my first review ever on a clothing item.
You're creepy.
I was so mad about their leggings. And I was like,
what,
you know
wrong
what?
With them? Too thin?
They keep ripping. Mm. And, like, not because I'm, like, big or anything.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
I went in the comments, and there was thousands of comments, like, these new leggings rip. You look at them, and it just was like,
wow.
So I wrote a review, because I was like, I'm spending my hard-earned money.
I'm really happy for you.
Anyway, go back to the Kardashian thing. I'm super interested.
Yeah, so I fully... This is just my hot take. I fully believe that they're in a contractual marriage.
What's the benefit for both of them?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought it that far. But I don't think it's a loving relationship.
Okay, let me throw you this one.
I think he might be gay.
We're gonna table that. Who do you think is benefiting more from it? Like, do you think, like...
I think Kanye's benefiting more than Kim. And I think Kim is so... She's obsessed with who she is, mm-hmm. and her appearance and how the world perceives her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, she's like, Kanye West... super controversial, great for my image,
mm-hmm.
let's go.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm secretly gay.
Okay.
I'm secretly gay.
Like a gay fish.
This is going to work for me because I don't want people to know that. Let's do the thing. Let's get married.
Uh-huh.
Kris Jenner, hype us up. Work your magic.
Babies.
Yes. So artificial insemination.
Okay. Yeah.
Third baby, surrogate. Perfect for both of them.
Okay. Wow. You've just really devoted a lot of thought to this.
Yes. It's completely false, people. This is just Paige's hot take.
Wow, that is a hot... The contractual mm-hmm. thing is...
Yeah, hot take. I forget who I just talked about this with someone else.
I imagine you talk about this type of stuff with a lot of people.
Maybe it's...
So now, okay, we fast forward 5 years.
Yep.
We're famous. We're super famous. Our podcast has just taken off because,
blowing
up. Everyone's
obsessed
with us.
Even more edible arrangements.
Yeah, so many edible arrangements, we're going to die. And so, we're famous, we have our talk show, la la la.
Yep.
So now that we're, like, in the media, people...
I just wanna, can you put a pin in what you're gonna say? When we have our talk show, our first guest will be Mindy Kaling, calling it,
oh, yeah.
saying it, done.
She has no choice in the matter.
Mindy, I'm sorry.
We love you, girl. She's actually something I want to talk about,
yeah,
but...
you can bring that up.
So, you know, it's like when draft picks get picked for the NFL, and people go back and look at their tweets from, like, 8th grade, and they're like, ugh. When people go back and listen to this podcast, like, are we stand... Like, if Kim Kardashian's like, I hate you for talking about me like this, are we standing by what we said? Or are we doing, like, releasing a statement like, we didn't know we'd ever be in this situation?
I'm going to stand by what I say.
Okay.
I'm going to just say, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know your life. You don't know my life.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about your life.
Okay.
Because...
Like an expert. Like, I do know your life.
Because... They put their life out there so much, we can perceive them how we want.
I was just wondering that the other day, if we're, like, in a situation and people are like, okay, well, we went back and listened to your podcast, and you said that you were mad at X, Y, and Z celebrity, or, like, you were mad at American Eagle. Like, what do you feel like now? I'd be like, those are my opinions at the time, and that's how I felt, and I stand by that.
That's how I felt at the time, yeah.
Like, I'm going to stick up for my past self.
Yeah.
Cool. I just want to make sure we're on the same board
No,
with that.
we're totally cool.
Speaking of Mindy, why have we not seen a picture of
the big Catherine? I think she just wants... You know, a lot of celebrities, I feel like, do that.
God, I'm dying to see her.
I know. I want to know who the father was, and it's...
You're never finding out.
It'll be telling.
Is this the... who did you think was his father? Cuba Gooding Jr.? Mm-hmm. Cuba Gooding Jr. is not the father.
We don't know that until we see Catherine. I'm just saying.
I want it to... I think it will never find out.
I hope it's BJ Novak.
Me too, but he wouldn't, like, denounce his kid like that, I don't think.
I know.
You know? Like, that's what I keep thinking is, like, I don't think any of these celebrities would be like, oh, I'm just not going to be involved.
We don't know.
Unless she was like, hey, give me your
stuff. We don't
know
if he's not involved. The father might be involved. For all we know, she
could have slept together.
They used to date.
But, like,
they used to fully... probably, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Totally.
I just want to see Catherine.
I want to see Catherine.
I want to see Ocean's 8 about 13 times, and then I want to see Catherine.
Can we go with, like, the midnight showing?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
It comes out soon, right?
It comes out June 8th.
Holler back. Speaking of children.
Yeah. Speak of them. And they will.
Prince Louis.
Come.
The royal baby.
Yes.
I like the name Louis.
Okay.
Is it Louis or Louis?
It's Louis, I think.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. You don't care about the royal family.
That's not true. I care in a way that I'm like, oh, this is so fascinating how weird this whole thing is.
Sure.
I...
hesitation.
Louis. Yeah, I
don't like Louis.
I don't.
What's up?
It just reminds me of like an old King French... King... Like all of the kings are named Charles and Louis and William and
But that's the
Henry
thing.
And...
When you're in the fam, you gotta know. You gotta keep the names in the fam.
You know what's going to have Meghan Markle and Harry Styles. Can you
fully
hear
ooh,
me?
Oh, my God. But I am fully in on that marriage.
Do you want to know something hilarious?
Fully in on that marriage. Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever talked about my dad on here. But my dad is, like, the most uninvolved in, like, celebrity. Like, give the man the news. Give the man a Western. That's the extent of his
give
interest.
The man,
he, like, randomly knows celebrity facts because he started reading, like, AOL Mail every day.
Sweet. Is he still on AOL?
I believe he is. He...
What's his screen name?
I will tell you after this.
Okay.
It's hilarious. he made a comment the other day. We were talking about them, and he went, it's a sham. And we were like, what? And he goes, this is all her. Like, she's a gold digger. Like, this is a sham. Like, he had this whole theory about Meghan Markle, like, maneuvering her way into the royal family and, like, not liking Harry
and all this stuff. No.
And I was like, for somebody who pays no attention to this, you have a lot of opinions. And he was like, oh, no, I'm sure.
That's true love. That marriage is going to be true
I'm just
love.
Saying, like, it was really a hot take.
That's
from,
a hot take.
From someone uninvolved. The other only thing he said, which was hilarious one time, he said, we were talking about Lady Gaga, like, years ago, me and my brothers. And he went.
Fantastic.
I said something about her fans, and he was like, oh, yes, little monsters.
Oh,
and then,
my.
Like, walked away, and we were like, what?
Oh, my. I don't...
The man's full of surprises, let me
I
tell
cannot
you.
I cannot see him saying little monsters. But getting back to baby Louie.
Yeah, baby Louie.
Here's a question.
Yep.
How the heck did Kate stand with the child...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
...like, an hour after she gave birth and looked effortless?
I think that
What's
they
up?
Were like...
What's up? How?
You need to pull yourself together for 3 minutes. You need to put on heels. You need to look like you're not in pain. We're going to dust blush on you. And then she probably got in the car, ripped her shoes off, and was like, fuck, and just, like, ate ice cream.
Do you think she curses?
Yeah. She definitely curses. Hmm. But, like, really respectfully.
Totally. Like, it has to be appropriate.
Yes.
But I'm in awe.
Yeah, I'm
her.
In awe. I'm in awe.
In
and I feel
awe.
Bad because I just feel like... You know what? Like, there are just some human things that we just should all understand. No one would judge her if she looked a mess.
Or if she was, like, in a wheelchair.
Yep.
Who cares?
You sit out.
Wheel me out.
I would wear 10
inch heels. I'm not gonna walk for a week. I'm not walking for a week.
Yeah, I think she went home and there was, like, 80 servants. And she was just like, all right, I did what I needed to do.
They definitely have 80 servants.
100%.
Would you like having people wait on you hand and foot?
No, not at all.
But if you know that you're paying them, like, a really good wage.
Oh, yeah. But I think I would like it in scenarios like, oh, my God, I'm so hungover. Hey, can you, like, pack my lunch and do all this stuff?
Can you run a McDonald's for me real
quick?
Exactly. We'll be cool. Once I feel better, you're good.
Just, exactly.
Like, clean up around the house. Call it a day.
But I wouldn't want everyone being like, oh, which belt today, madame? And, like sometimes you just need your time.
Yeah.
And I just, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then you have to, worry about, your kids growing up and not being, there's a lot to just worry about.
Yeah,
like,
you're worried.
I'm worried.
I can see it in your
eyes. I'm worried. Yeah. I would definitely be, the princess who, hooked up with the king. And then, my wedding day, I just ran out of the church. And yeah. I just
ran off with the stable
made headlines. Oh, sounds familiar. See, I knew that. I got that reference. No, but funny enough, I'm actually really into, one of my biggest interests is the, King Henry VIII, that whole scenario.
Why?
I actually just bought a book online about it. A second book. I have a whole history on the Tudors over there.
I'm
fascinated by him.
Interesting.
I love it.
You want to know what my new fascination is?
I would love to know.
Teacup pigs. I want one. I want one.
Both surprising and not surprising. What would you name it?
Oh.
Go.
Well, I was talking about it with somebody at work, and we were like, wouldn't it be funny if you named it, Pooh? Because, Piglet? I don't know. I don't know.
No.
We can work on it.
Teacup. I would name it Teacup.
But that's what it is. I don't want... So, it has to be a teacup pig.
That they sell them, and they're not. Yeah.
I'm fully aware.
I don't know how you figure that
out.
And
if I get a 400-pound pig, I'm still going to love it.
I'm going to love it even more on Christmas when I eat it.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, he would be for a pet. I wouldn't eat him. That'd be so wrong.
Would it though?
It'd be so wrong.
I feel like it's more right because you know where your food's coming from. It's very farm to table.
No, I'm not eating my little man.
Well, he's not little. He's a hog. They sold you the wrong thing.
I'm not eating my hog.
They lied to you, Paige.
I'm not doing it. Let me live.
Okay.
I heard pigs are smarter than dogs.
Yeah, they probably are. Dogs are really dumb.
Not Cooper. Cooper's a genius.
Rosie, golden retriever, was the dumbest dog on earth. The greatest dog on earth.
Amazing.
But, the dumbest dog on earth.
Yeah.
We just started calling her other names in high-pitched voices. We'd be like, Linda! Linda! Lampshade! And she would just come to you. It was great.
I love dogs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, maybe I'll just stick with dogs.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Moving on.
Okay, sorry.
Moving on. Let's... So
lay it on me.
Coachella was just recently the last two weekends.
Yes.
If somebody said,
no,
Meg, I have a fully all expenses paid VIP treatment. You're in the coolest parties with all the celebs. You don't have to pay for a thing. I'll even pick out your outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go?
100% no.
No.
Nope. You would. I'm assuming.
If somebody said that.
Yeah.
Yes. I would much rather enjoy Stagecoach, which is going on right now. That's the country Coachella.
Oh, wow.
That's more on brand for
okay.
me.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, that seems you.
I don't care about, I don't dressing up in fat. I don't have an eye for fashion.
Yeah.
I just, it doesn't, my brain in it, just, I don't get, I'm not good at it.
You're just very nicely. But not, I know what you're saying.
But I'm not fashionable.
Fashion forward in that, you would wear, a balloon for a hat.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. So I would have a lot of anxiety about that and, mm-hmm. looking cool. Whereas Stagecoach, I could wear, jean shorts and, a band tee.
Yeah.
And I would just be fine and put my chucks on. You know what I mean?
I understand.
But somebody's like, you're going to be with the coolest celebs.
But the thing is, the celebs that go are not the ones I think I would necessarily... Tina Fey, Mindy Kaling, they're not going to Coachella, you know?
But wouldn't it be fun just to be a fly on the wall and be like, there's Gigi Hadid.
If someone was like, hey, we can make you invisible, we can make you a fly, and you can hang out on the wall and watch this crazy celeb party, I would do that.
You would do that. Speaking of Gigi Hadid, she was just spotted kissing Zayn over the weekend. Back together?
Didn't he hook up with Bella...
No.
Wait.
No. You're thinking of The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was confusing.
I'm so confused. I still can't go to the fact that Gigi is older than Bella because
Correct.
For years I thought Bella was older.
Bella looks so much older.
But yeah, Coachella's not... It's funny. Concerts aren't really my thing.
They're not your jam.
Day concerts, I don't...
You like going to the 104.5 concerts, though.
I like going to the one performer that I go to see. I do not like to spend the day there.
You go...
I go, I see who I want to see, and I leave. And I like to stand in the back.
So here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Say someone was like, you have to go to Coachella.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you $10,000 for the weekend to go to Coachella.
Okay.
Everything's on us.
Okay.
And you're still getting the $10,000.
Deal.
I'm going to fly you first class.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly you PJ, private jet. Okay?
Heck yeah.
You have the ability to pick the headliner. Who would you choose?
Ooh.
Would you make it Baychella?
Fuck no.
I know.
I would make it... Oh, my God.
So you could, you have an opener and you have a headliner. Who's your opener?
My opener?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Paige.
I know. I'm sorry. This, I made this really difficult.
Do I get to meet the person that I'm picking?
Foley.
Oh, frick. That makes it so much harder, Paige. Okay. I'm going to pick two different Coachellas here to stick with my
theme. Well, it's two weekends.
Okay, so I'll pick with one weekend. One weekend, it's obviously Demi Lovato.
Obviously. But who's opening for her?
Opening for her is... opening for Demi... I'm trying to think on, like, the pop... This pop end here.
Yeah, who would... Nick Jonas, that was a spicy concert.
That was spicy, but, like, I don't need to meet him. I think I'm okay. Like, I think I'm pretty settled. And...
Oh, okay. Oh.
Rihanna.
Riri's opening for Demi?
No. Demi's opening for Riri.
Demi's opening for Riri?
And then, like, they just decide, like, this is a stupid system, and we're just going to perform together. Wow. And then they, invite me on stage. Along? Yes.
You think they
Demi can't party anymore, so maybe not in that regard.
Yeah,
but they would have, like, a cool day hangout.
I feel like Demi still goes to all these things where there's, like, hard alcohol everywhere and blow.
Yeah. Rihanna. I cannot believe I just, like, even stuttered on that. Rihanna and Demi is my first weekend. 100%.
What's weekend number two?
I would pay $10,000 for that. Weekend number is right... I'm going to go with, like, my current interest. Cool. Is the Lumineers and the Struts. They're my two big bands.
I knew, Meg, when I wrote this question down, I knew you were going to say the Struts.
The Struts are my favorite band right now.
I knew it.
I'm dying for them to go on tour. I'm just dying.
I'm shocked that they're not.
They are, like, randomly touring with the Foo Fighters, but, like, in random areas. Like, it's not a full tour. But the Lumineers and the Struts and then Rihanna and Demi, call it a lifetime. That's it. That's all I need.
Call it a lifetime.
That would be... What about you? Because you have so many interests musically.
I think weekend number one would be Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
But Lindsey Buckingham needs to get over himself and just come for this one this one concert.
Okay.
Would open for Bob Seger.
Not what I expected at all.
Yeah, it's fine. That's what I want. Weekend number two would be Taylor Swift would be headlining Hundo P.
Yeah. I know. It's like so many genres to cross.
Oh, golly. I don't want to take one that you said, but...
You can take one
that I said. I don't want to.
Which one did I... Were you going to say Demi?
I was going to say the Lumineers because I've never seen them.
Oh, take the Lumineers. That's fine. They would go well together.
Yeah, they would go well together. Okay. Got Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, yes. You do like her.
I don't know.
I know. It's so hard, but yeah.
Golly.
That is my, like... I'd go to Coachella for that. And I would just wear, I don't know,
yeah, what this. Would you wear? Like,
watch, I would wear this just to be like, I'm wearing a hoodie right now, everybody. And everyone would be like, oh my God, like, look at this fashion icon.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what? This is just like my hoodie. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Oh man. Trendsetter, am I right?
Trendsetter. All right, I'm done with Coachella.
I'm done with Coachella. I'm over it.
I'm over, like, the fashion thing. Like, people are just like, go for the music, right?
Just go for the music.
Just go for the music. Go for the experience.
And you know what? I don't know a lot. Especially when it comes
to
weather.
You don't know anything.
When it comes to climate, I'm not very good. However,
I know
think
a desert climate.
It's
I've
hot
never been in the desert.
In the desert.
Sure.
And you know what? I get fashion. But there's no, like, people
probably
are wearing,
dry heat.
NASA suits and space suits and shit. And it is hot.
Hot.
That's not worth it. You're going to pass out.
Pass out.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine working, like, a medical tent at Coachella?
Probably
like
so many dehydrated people.
And people on drugs.
Oh, totally.
So much ecstasy.
Fully drugged out.
Not my scene.
Totally not my scene.
Put me up at a hotel, like, around the corner. And let me watch, like, a live feed of it while I eat.
And
snacks.
Give you a case of Twisties.
Done.
Give me a case of Mill Dogs.
Done.
Game over. Lots of ice.
Invite Mindy over.
Done. Fully on board for that. Celebrity couple who's recently back on, and I'm not for it. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Oh, they met the Pope. What's up?
I think that I despise her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, what's up? She just fully bothers me. Orlando Bloom, spicy. Kind of, I think there's something like, there's some of the screws are not tightened.
No.
Completely loose.
I'm not gonna lie.
Where are your children, Orlando? Be a father.
Where are his kids?
With Miranda Kerr. Be a father.
She's lovely.
She's making so much money.
Just
being married to Mr. Snapchat.
Yeah.
Good for you, Miranda Kerr.
I'm not gonna lie. I rode the Katy Perry bus, like...
I did too.
Mad hard. Like, up until, like,
Teenage
2 years
Dream?
Ago.
Sign me up.
I would listen to any song that... Like, I remember, I think it was, like, 2 years ago, I said... There's no good reason Katy Perry doesn't, A, have another album out, / have a Grammy Award. Like, I really rode hard.
When she came out with that one song right after the Russell Brand divorce, this is the part of me that you never...
Like, and I listened to stuff that, like, what, like...
Great song!
I remember, did you hear the song, Thinking About You?
Thinking
of You? Like, I, like, any song she made... And you know what?
She was so good.
She sucks now. And I don't think it's some... Like, I think we're just seeing Katy Perry.
She cut her hair and she said,
yep,
this is me, take it or leave it.
Yep, but not in the great Miley way.
I'm leaving. Oh, she did not have a bangers moment. No one in the history of the world will ever have a better bangers moment than Miley.
I'd like to add Miley to my Rihanna Demi tour also.
Yes.
And I just think that Miley...
Miley might be our second guest.
Yeah. And Miley can be our second. 100%. 100%.
Okay.
She, and I always say this, I feel like Miley was, like, you know, a Disney kid, never went to college, and so just wild out in the only way she knew how, and, like, but then she pulled it together, like, sorry, I was dicey, and, like, I'm back now. Katy Perry, I think, pulled it together, but is, like, I don't think Miley's actually like that, whereas, I mean, parts of her are, but sure. Katy Perry, I think, is just actually, like, not a great...
Miley?
She sucks.
Is just living her absolute best life.
She's just being true to herself.
I love her so
much. And she
much.
Warned us. She released Can't Be Tamed. She told us all.
She said, listen.
I can't be tamed.
I don't want to be tamed. Yep. Get ready for something that's about to happen.
But she gave us bangers. The greatest album of all time.
All time.
Oh, can I add Kaleo? Kaleo is going to be on my list too.
Okay,
but bangers is... And Katy Perry, you know, you didn't... She was right there. She was about to hit it.
She
fell.
Here's a word. The precipice.
On the precipice.
Am I using that correctly?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's like the peak.
On the precipice.
Yeah. On the verge.
Of greatness.
Stardom.
I mean, she has the stardom.
Yep.
She just doesn't have the gusto.
She doesn't have a personality that makes people like root for her anymore. Yeah.
I don't root for her anymore.
No, I don't.
Kind of cool that her and Orlando met the Pope. Sure.
Super random, though.
So random.
Super random.
So random.
The Pope met someone who... whatever. Yeah. I'm highly disappointed in what... And, like, she could pull it together again, but I
don't know.
Really did not like that part of American Idol, that video that went around where
she kissed
that guy. Because you know what? If that was a man judge, and that was a young girl...
It would be a different thing.
It would be... Also, no, but I think it's just as bad. And I think people are just glossing over
it. That was so bad.
That was really dicey.
So dicey.
And we just were like, oh, it's fine.
Speaking of dicey, have you seen the video of what's his face? Bill Cosby, when he's, like, walking out of the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what was that?
Bye, Bill Cosby.
Peace
out.
Go rot in jail.
Peace out, dog.
Yeesh.
But yeah, I'm very disappointed. I have to tell you, I'm disappointed. You know who else I'm disappointed in? And I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion, and this does not take away the fact that I love this person. Oh, I will always love this person.
Am I going to be upset about this take?
You are. It's just
Don't say. Okay. Who are we talking about? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just not happy with the direction that we're headed.
Who?
Lady Gaga.
Why? What's up?
I did not care for her newest album.
I'm sorry.
She stood up. She's actually like pacing. I'm sorry.
That album was so good.
Yeah.
Don't even. My mom, Carrie, and I saw her at the Wells Fargo Center. It was the Joanne tour.
I know.
And it was one of the best, I'm going to say, top three best shows I've ever seen.
I don't doubt that her show wasn't amazing.
A Million Reasons. Hello? That song, does that not touch your heartstrings?
No.
Joanne?
No.
Everything.
It doesn't. It didn't do anything for me.
No, it's so good.
I'm sorry. It didn't.
I just think
she's too...
She was trying something new.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I think she's too cool for me. I just think I'm not cool enough to get it. I just don't get it. Like, I don't...
But I'm not cool. I'm not cool enough.
Well, I don't think I am cool enough.
Do you not know the movie I'm talking about? Go take a lap.
What? Did you, what?
School Rock. But I'm not cool. I'm not cool enough.
Marina Crossgrove was the best part of that movie.
What? Take that. Jack Black should have won an Oscar for that
role. Black should have never gotten famous. I don't know how he snuck in here.
What? Tenacious D is a great band.
I don't know where he snuck in. Someone lifted like the tent and like snuck him in for free.
What's your deal?
And he just won't go. He won't go.
I like Jack Black.
I don't care for him.
Okay. Wow.
I don't care for him.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry.
You're not truly sorry.
I'm not.
At all.
I'm not. I don't care. I don't really? Like him. Yeah, I don't like him.
That's wow.
And you know who else I'm over while I'm at it?
Yeah, I'm over you.
Because I just saw the Avengers. I'm over Gwyneth Paltrow. Can she go away?
Yeah, Gwen can.
Can you go away, Goop? Yeah, I'm done.
I was just going to say, take your little Goop and go somewhere else where people actually
She's
care.
Like, here's $6,000 licorice that you should use to clean your nail bits.
Oh, no.
Bye, Gwen.
I've never cared for Gwen.
Never.
Gwen?
Never.
Gwen Pal, go.
Get out of here.
I know you're getting married soon. Go get married and go somewhere else.
Get out of here.
Thank you for giving us Chris Martin back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I welcomed him with open arms. I was happy with the what was the consciously uncoupling?
Yep, right. Conscious uncoupling. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm so over her and her magic crystals and her weird witch lies. I'm over it. I'm over you, Gwen. Oh, my wallet.
Golly. Was she in the movie?
Very briefly.
What? Is she a superhero?
She's Iron Man's girlfriend. Pepper Potts.
Okay, Pepper? Go away.
I'm done with her. Like, I just don't know why people...
Pepper?
That's her name.
Pepper.
I just want her to be done in Hollywood. Speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow getting married, because she's getting married to Brad Falchuk, who worked on Glee.
Sure did.
Leah Michelle's engaged.
I've never seen
her ring. And her ring could murder somebody.
Here's the thing. There's some rings where you're like, that's way too much. Like, Paris Hilton, way too much. Leah Michelle... I'm not gonna lie. It's ginormous, but it's tastefully done.
It's very tastefully done.
Very
and you
tastefully
know what?
Done.
You deserve it, Leah.
She deserves.
You deserve all the happiness
she deserves
in the world.
The absolute
Do you think she
world.
Feels weird about it?
No. I think so much time has passed since Corey's passing, which was one of the most sad things that's probably ever happened to me.
Oh, me personally, it really touched me personally.
It really touched me personally.
The Glee cast has really.
Did you friggin' see my least favorite character, Artie? Just came out.
Wheelchair?
He just came out.
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Oh my god, I did not see that.
Mm-hmm. I still hate him.
I know you do.
Tina was the worst character
on that show.
Artie was the worst character.
No.
Hands down the worst.
No, Paige.
Every time he...
I felt for him. He pulled at my heart.
No.
No. Freaking Tina.
Tina was fine.
If I never saw Tina again, I swear to God. No.
Tina and Artie can go away.
We can both agree Mr. Schuster was the worst part of that show.
He was the most creepy crawler.
He was the worst person on that show. Why did he last that long? I don't know. Why is Jane Lynch not in more stuff? That's a better question.
She should be in more stuff.
I get worked up over Glee. Everyone really went into these crazy directions and I don't get it.
Glee really took a turn for the worse. I think... Oh, wow, that's a bright light.
I know. Sorry.
It went downhill, like, pretty quickly.
It went downhill as soon as I take everything I just said back. Tina, you can stay.
Who?
Schuster, hang out.
Who are you talking about?
Friggin' Marley. Was that her name, Marley?
Oh my God. She was Melissa Wright.
I don't even like the character because I hate... I don't even like that person. I hate that character so much.
She's Supergirl or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the hell she is.
She is
super lame sauce. She was the worst character.
And then she married what's his face?
And then they got divorced.
And they got divorced. Oh.
Glee has like a really
dark
past.
Yeah, it does. Remember when Glee had the show where you could like try out to be on Glee?
Oh, I loved that show. Project Runway. The Glee Project. That's what it was called. It was the Glee Project.
Project Glee. Seriously.
I knew I was onto something. The Glee Project.
On the Oxygen Channel.
Do you know that when I was a kid, I petitioned to have my bedtime change so that it could accommodate Project Runway on Wednesdays?
Oh, dear. Did you know that my mom is, like, all about Project Runway?
No way.
She can't miss a show.
Ice Mom is so full of amazing surprises.
Ice Mom's great.
I did give up on it, but Project Runway was my favorite show for years.
Why'd you give up on it? It's so good.
Soccer. Like, something came up, and I just never caught up.
You should get back on the train.
We didn't have DVR.
You should get back on the train.
I would do it. Leigh Ann Marshall, my girl.
It's just so spicy. Not spicy, it's juicy.
I just love it. They're like, here's a caterpillar, make a dress.
Well, no, when you think about, so...
Amazing.
Of course, you have the original Project Runway. You have Heidi. You have Zach Posen. You have...
Michael Kors.
Nina Garcia. Yeah, all those wonderful people. But when you think about Project Runway All-Stars, hosted by Alyssa Milano...
Yep.
Who's that other judge? Georgina Chapman, who was married to Harvey Weinstein. They were married. She is the face of Marquesa. She's Marquesa. Was married to Harvey Weinstein. And because of everything that happened, they got divorced.
Yikes.
Did she know? Do you think she knew?
Yeah.
Really?
And I can't say for certain, I don't know. But I do feel like you do know the person you're married to's character. And if you don't, then, like, you know. Like, if someone said, like, oh, Paige, your brother, your dad did this. You'd be like, no, I know them to their core. But you would know if someone you spent your life with was sketchy. Like, that's their personality. And I can't imagine, unless you actively turned a blind eye, or you're just that, you know.
I don't know about anything.
I don't know either. I like to think she did it, but, like, how do you not?
But isn't that crazy when you think about that?
Yeah. Life is crazy.
You're welcome. The knowledge I have.
It is interesting. I will give you that.
Great knowledge. What else do I have here?
My God.
Oh, here's a hot take. Not a hot take.
We've gotten a lot of hot takes tonight.
Oh, this will be the last one because we're almost at time.
Oh, sorry.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 3. Think it's in the works.
Okay, let me throw another hot take at you. Have you ever read what happens in the books?
Yeah, I'm fully aware of what happens in the books. It's terrifying and sad.
It's like...
It's really depressing.
Real... don't...
And if I was Amber Tamborillo or whatever...
Tambourine.
I don't think I would want to do it.
I think they might
She might actually want to do it.
She would want to do it. They might snip that part right out.
I don't think...
Oh!
That's the whole premise of the third book.
Wait. Can I...
Time
Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively are in a movie together.
Hello?
She just posted it on her Instagram.
What's the movie?
It is a thriller.
I'm not going to watch it.
You might watch it. It's Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick.
But you said it's a thriller. I don't want
to
be scared.
I'm going to read it to you. I think that... I love that they're all best friends, though. That makes me so happy.
Sisterhood
of the Traveling
Pants. I love it. I love it so much. It really truly does warm my heart.
Wasn't there a fourth book too though? Like, isn't there a
maybe
bunch
that
of books?
Was the fourth book? Whatever.
She's going downhill though. Like in all of the books.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But that's like a. That doesn't leave a great feeling.
I know, but I would truly love to see them all back together. Oh, I love America Ferrera.
I love
America Ferrera. I feel like she's so underrated.
She's such a good actress.
She's amazing.
Amazing.
And the show Superstore?
Yes.
Or Cloud... What is it? Is that what
it's called? Superstore.
She's so good in it. That show's actually really funny.
Is it?
Highly recommend.
Okay. I'll read this to you. If you've always wanted a movie starring Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively, you'll be obsessed with this news. They will co-star in a film called A Simple Favor... First reported in June. Paul Feig will direct the thriller based on a novel of the same... I knew it was a novel! I Googled this like 100 times. Anyway.
Right.
Kendrick stars as Stephanie, a Connecticut-based mommy blogger.
Love it.
Blake Lively will play Emily, a New York City PR executive. The two are friends, but one day...
I could see those roles being switched very
so
easily.
So could I easily.
Mm-hmm. The anyway, two are friends, I don't know who's the casting director here.
Emily, that's played by Blake Lively, disappears. So naturally, Stephanie's blog readers start investigating the situation.
Ooh.
Stephanie and Emily's sons are friends. Emily never returns after asking Stephanie to watch her child one day.
Ooh.
So they're just trying to figure out, like, what's going on here.
It kind of sounds like it could be good.
I think it could be really good. Do you want to know something crazy? I read this whole article on how, like, Blake Lively has strategically set up the movies that she's done to launch into, like, stardom. Like, she's going to be the next, like, Chris Pratt. even though she's already crazy famous.
She's so famous.
Yes, but, like, movie-wise. Like, you know, she's not known for, like, her...
Sister of the Traveling Pants. She did that shark movie where her arm got bitten off.
Okay, that was part of it. So they were just saying she's doing a movie in every genre slowly to, like, build it up. And, like, in each movie, she gets better and better.
Is she trying to...
Boom. Like, Age of Adeline was, like, the serious movie.
Oh, yeah.
And she moved on to the shark thriller.
Yeah, yeah.
She's moving her way up. Watch it.
Do you think she's going to start getting, like Oscar-nominated roles?
I think that's the goal. When you're that hot...
She could do it.
Doesn't matter.
But the thing is, I feel like Margot Robbie's in that place right now, and there's no room for anyone... Like, they're very similar in the types of roles I feel like they can do.
Yeah. Margot Robbie did it real quick, though. She was like, bing, bang, boom, I'm famous as shit. I love
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Blake Lively was like, hey, I'm super famous, but guess what's next? I'm gonna just get an Oscar.
I truly... Like, if her and Ryan Reynolds ever break up, I'm done.
They won't.
You'll never see me again.
They won't. I don't see that happening.
But who can you trust anymore?
I trust them.
You trust them?
I trust them. I don't see that happening.
No, if Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, like, I would literally just shove myself in a room.
There's no way.
Forever. No, they're fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
But if it ever happened.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard would be my.
That too.
I know
too.
We talk about that a lot. That's just my.
Guys, listen my to thing. His podcast, Armchair Expert. It's really good. I feel like I keep plugging it.
That's my next. That's my next pod.
It's so good.
Do you listen to Aaron Faris's blog?
I did blog. Podcast. I know what you meant. Unqualified. It's really good too.
She gets a lot of celebs on it.
Yeah. So does Dax.
But, like, I'm shocked by some of the people she gets on it.
Yeah, she gets a lot of celebs. Yeah, I listen to it sometimes. Okay. I usually just listen to, like, a lot of, like, reality stars. It's fine. We're fine.
Typical page.
Yeah. Anyway, do you have any last words? Happy May.
Happy... It's gonna be May.
All that I do is not enough for you. Don't wanna lose it, but I'm not like that. And finally,
you. Okay, great.
But anyway, I'm just gonna leave you with the fact that they just got a star on Hollywood Boulevard.
They as in NSYNC?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really cute. Look into it. Justin had some really nice words for his fellow boy bander.
I don't know how I feel about him.
Oh, we're stopping
I'm
here.
Sorry. We'll address that next time.
Okay.
Or never.
What?
Or never.
Yeah, we're never addressing that.
Sorry. Okay. I take it back.
Bye, guys.
I said too many things.
Yeah, you've had a lot of controversial takes today.